P4M3. Throughout the past couple of months, I've been volunteering at a local youth club called Rhythm. At this youth club, it combines with a various amount of fun activities, which brings young ones aged 13 to 17 into the leisure centre Banbridge to get them off the streets on a Saturday night, away from drinking and drugs that are about. It basically keeps them preoccupied and out of trouble. Furthermore to that, the club also runs on a Thursday night too within the local town. The youth club begins at 8 and ends at 11, with free pizza being given out at the end of the night for everyone who has been good and hasn't been drinking or doing anything they shouldn't have been doing, both underage and illegal. I joined this youth club organisation in late February because I wanted to help out in terms of getting young ones off the streets and in somewhere safe at the weekend. When I joined, I gave a helping hand to anyone that needed it, and I still do, regarding the activities that were being held within the youth club. Things such as helping set up the activities such as pool tables, football, a Nerf area, board games, music, Xbox, PS3, basically everything and anything that young ones would do nowadays. By attending this organisation, I built up approximately 52 hours of voluntary work, which I will hold in my CV and carry around with me for a long time. It will show that I show courage and commitment to something that is considered very important and also respectful for around my area, due to the club being so well known. Throughout this amazing experience of becoming a volunteer at this youth club that I used to actually attend myself years back, I not only gained many skills, but I also brought a lot of skills to the youth club, which did in fact help out a lot. Different kinds of voluntary work. It all depends on what exactly you do, in fact, require certain skills and qualities. There are generic skills which may indeed be needed for a wide range of voluntary work, and then there are actually specific skills which would only be required for certain kinds of volunteering. It all depends. Overall, throughout the volunteering, I brought many skills to the club when I volunteer in it. Skills such as good communication skills, great teamwork skills, leadership, which is actually a big one for me, organisational skills, time management skills, problem solving skills, administration skills, and finally specific skills. The first one I'm going to talk about is communication skills. In general, I am a very talking person. I like to have a laugh with people and communicate with them. This is where my skills come in handy regarding communication skills for this voluntary work. Because I have to constantly interact with young people and try to see things from their point of view and generally do a good job and also have fun too. Good communication skills is essential for anyone who is even considering to volunteer somewhere, and there are in fact many reasons for this. If working with children or the elderly or individuals with special needs, which in this case for me children, the way you communicate with them is extremely important, and you'll need to adapt in order to suit a particular situation. Some of the time spent volunteering, particularly with elderly people, may simply involve sitting listening to them talk. Many elderly people love to reminisce about their youth, and young people may be surprised to hear about the lives they have led and the things they have done, which in that case it'll become very interesting for young individuals to hear about this or to hear about it. This can be a two-way process where both people benefit and gain something from the experience. If collecting for a charity, for example, volunteers need to be polite and friendly at all times when communicating with members of the public. Otherwise, they will just walk away and you will receive nothing. Be polite and have manners, because it will get you far in life, in my opinion. Having good communication skills within the voluntary work that I do goes a long way, and in fact gives a good representation of myself due to having good communication skill within my volunteer friends and the children who go to the youth club. Good communication skills is key when volunteering, and in the group that I volunteer in, a lot of communication is used. Therefore, this is how I know I have good communication levels due to constantly communicating with volunteers regarding the work that's involved in it. Teamwork. In my opinion, I'm very good at working in a team. A prime example would be volunteering in this youth club, because you're a part of a big team which involves mainly teamwork in order for it to work. For example, helping out, setting things up, for example. Without a doubt, in fact, and most volunteering activities will involve teamwork. Teamwork is extremely important in most situations, especially when individuals are giving up their free time without being paid to do something for other people's benefits. All members who are involved within a group within a volunteering group rely on one another, and for this to work, everyone needs to contribute and pull their weight to share the workload. Usually volunteers need to actually encourage and support each other due to it being too much sometimes, or they will soon become discouraged and disillusioned, and in the end they will end up giving up volunteering. However, in my volunteer group that I work with, everyone pulls together and works together as one big team, motivating and helping each other. The volunteer group that I'm involved in, they will in fact do very well, and also that they will be noticed even more due to the organisation expanding in size, due to it doing so well and everyone getting on so well with each other. Teamwork goes a long way, and it is very important that everyone sticks together, otherwise it won't work. In the volunteer group that I'm involved with, everyone is part of one big team, as already mentioned, and because of this great teamwork, we always, without a doubt, get positive results from doing so, which if we keep going the way we're going, it will always hopefully be positive as a result of good teamwork, commitment, and commitment to the work, and also with that determination. Leadership. This one is a big one for me and would actually be one of my main skills, which is actually a good thing considering that this type of skill is required by many employers, particularly the uniformed public services. Leadership not only shows that you have full control over something in volunteering, but it also shows when you have leadership in something that you're also interested in the activity that you're doing, and also with that commitment will show from you and to and give you a very good name. I brought a lot of leadership to my volunteer group by simply setting things up for and taking control, etc. All of these things stand out and people do in fact notice. If you don't have leadership skills, volunteering is actually a really good way to acquire some leadership skills. Good leaders usually have a number of qualities too, and these are often the same qualities that can be found in people who volunteer successfully, such as charisma, embracing responsibilities, altruism, enthusiasm, assertiveness, consistency, sense of humour and experience. Relating leadership to my volunteer work, I would say that I have a very good sense of leadership, especially if we are doing a task on one of the volunteer nights. For example, setting up a nerf area, I would take leadership with this and ensure that the area is good, is set up, and also with that, ensure that it is fun for the young ones who play in it, or play on the nerf ground. It's small things like that would show your leadership skills, taking responsibility to ensure something is good, is safe to use and is good to use. Taking leadership through volunteering is very important because it makes yourself stand out. I know this because I've done this myself and I have it stood out, and I have in fact stood out to other leaders who are in charge of the organisation. Organisational skills. Throughout when I am volunteering within the youth club, you have to be organised, which is a benefit to me because I am a very organised person, therefore I have good organisational skills, which does come in handy when I am volunteering, especially if I am trying to help organise a certain event that's going on. I bring a lot of organisational skills to the youth club that does get put to use, even small things such as setting up things, ensuring that everything is tidied correctly and put away, etc. It all depends on the situation. When planning and arranging your voluntary activity, you may need to apply and go through a particular process. This means that you will need to be fairly organised. When you start to do voluntary work, you may be working to a rota along with other volunteers. At this point, this is where you'll meet new people, and as well as that, put your skills to use and find out new skills that you'll get from volunteering. For this all to work, you will definitely need to be organised so that you can turn up for your volunteering at the right time, especially if you're given a set rota. If you don't turn up, you could be letting down not only the rest of your team, but if you're working with vulnerable people, they could be also seriously affected. This is why it is very important to not only have organisational skills, but to also be organised too, because it will not only affect you, but the other volunteers you're working with, it will affect them too. During my volunteer hours, I'm very organised because I know that if I'm not, it'll basically affect everyone around me. Being organised in general is great, but if you put it to use through volunteering, it's even better. I know this from personal experience myself.